The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, it's the Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are we doing today?
It's a beautiful day, but it's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, but I like that.
I'm not used to that yet, though.
Rhonda didn't even get you a shirt. You just don't have a long sleeve shirt.
I just put on what she lays out for me now. Yeah. The time
changed. Well, it's a pretty shirt. So it's a Tar Heel color, which I'm wearing my Tar Heel gear today for a reason.
I didn't know you were a Tar Heel fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My whole family's from Statesville up around that area. So
I didn't know that.
My uncle was a big Tar Heel fan. I think I got it from them. But, yeah, they're all from up there. I was not born there, but I always cheered for them. And I cheer year-round, not like some people, just choose them for basketball and pick up another team during football season.
This is really the first year I hadn't pulled for them.
Really?
I just keep pulling for Belichick.
Trust me, that's a hard one.
I just keep doing it.
Yeah, no. David Tepper on my pro team and Belichick coaching my other team. That's a tough road.
I spent so many
makes
years.
Makes me want to give up on football.
I just keep doing it.
Never give up. Could be worse. Could have Jerry Jones or somebody.
We have special guests this morning, my lovely bride, Rhonda, and your lovely bride, Teresa.
They're the supporters. They are supporting us. Or they're watching us.
They have to support us.
We love you.
We need to.
That's it.
Everyone that listens to the station knows we need supervision. Obviously.
You need supervision.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. The
me, don't even act like you don't need it.
By me.
So hello out there to all of the 1985 graduates of Northwestern. We're having a whole weekend full of activities. Last night we met at Burgers and Barley out on the patio, which in 1985 that was called Daddy's Money.
I remember.
And so we had a big crowd out there last night, and it was
I was there.
Had great little name tags with our picture from the yearbook, and they were in big print so everybody could see it. It was kind of dark, you had to look close, but it was a good time. So, and today we're doing a thing at Elks Park for families to come. And then tonight we're at the Mill Room. We're going to have a little kind of fancy soiree. About that. And last night, three or four people came up to me and said, don't you do a radio show? I said, oh, my gosh. And one guy lived in Dallas, Texas.
That's cool.
So that's a proof that the WRHI.com nationwide and worldwide can be picked up.
Yeah, so. It works.
Yeah, get that app because that's what I listen to the football games. And a lot of people say, I can't get the radio station to come in. Well, you just get the app and just click on it and boom, there it is. It's kind of amazing, to be honest with you.
Well, so you pick and choose your apps.
Yes.
Okay.
There's these things on your cell phone called apps and you just click on them and then.
Well, you just yelled at the McDonald's girl, I'm not ordering on the app.
Yeah,
and then he ordered his food.
So. Well, she was talking like this. I was like, I don't know what you're saying, but I know the first thing they usually say is, are you ordering on the app? And I am not, nor will I ever.
Not on the app.
No. I don't want McDonald's finding out things about me.
Every drive through.
Yeah. All right.
Are you ordering on our app today?
Yeah, no, I do Chick-fil-A, but I trust them.
Yeah, I would.
I trust them with my information.
Yeah. Your vital
information. Even if they get my order wrong, I trust they know what's best for me.
Yeah. Well, the worst thing that could happen is somebody to steal my identity. That wouldn't be a very good thing.
Yeah, joke's on them if they steal mine. Yeah. I've been waiting on somebody to steal mine for about 10 years.
Nobody will steal this in the hole.
They won't get very far.
Yeah, good luck, pal.
Yeah, really.
I'm sure they've looked at ours and went, pass.
Hard pass. Hey, so back to the weather. This is an awesome time of year. Man, we had a golf match Thursday at Chester, and I don't think the weather could have been any more perfect. It was just calm breeze. It was 70 degrees. It was sun was out and gorgeous.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying
I understand.
It was cool out there.
Yeah, your guardian needs to get you a shirt on. Yeah. Lay your shirt out.
She does, doesn't she?
Well, that's why always a little warm in here.
Don't you shame her? He's a grown man.
But I just love that we're calling her Steve's guardian.
I used to do it the last 6 months. Now, sitting on the bed.
We all know that's true, too, Matt. So. But I had my windows up in the kitchen last night, and my cats were sitting in the windows this morning feeling it. The ones that can't go out, they're like, hey, I'm outside. I'm outside and inside, yeah. But it feels so good, and when you know it's going to be warmer during the day, it's going to be nice. So, but we do need some rain.
We need some rain.
The two hurricanes did exactly what Matt said.
The Fujiwara effect.
Fujiwara, the big hurricane pulled the little one with it, and they went out. And there was some surf damage and all on the coast, but not much rain out of the whole thing. Yeah, I think I didn't really get by. It was just the surf and all coming up there. I saw some more houses went in the ocean over there and near Hatteras Island. But they've been out of the people have they've been vacated for a long time. Really,
yeah. When we were there last time, some of those houses they know that they're eventually going. They're not
sad.
Habitable at that point either. So
it's hard to watch.
That's how you get your property.
We'll be right back to the garbage bins.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
Okay, he's on a roll today.
Yep, some ELO. We love ELO.
Some of this stuff
the
I haven't
bench.
Heard in a long time. Matthew on a roll.
Yeah. If you're just picking us up and hadn't heard us before, we're here every Saturday morning, like Steve said, 8:30 to 9.
Live.
Live right here. No script, just no subject matter.
Actually,
no directions,
no writers.
We had a script 8 years ago that lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Steve just checks off the brakes, and then we're out of here.
We never.
Lovely day, and we're gone.
It never worked. Yep. We just threw it away. Yep.
So we've had a really good, what is this, October? We had a really good September. And Brenda always pulls the numbers for us at the store. So I thought we were up. She said, how much do you think we're up? I said, well, probably $25,000, $30,000, you know. She's like, no, you're not even close.
You're down.
No, we were up $180,000 up from last September.
Now, what the devil are you selling?
We're selling mulch and seed, and I'll still sell a lot of sod. So
Pine needle.
By the truckload.
$180,000 for
it. Isn't that crazy?
We're selling a lot of hard.
We're selling more hardscapes, you know, so we've got some good hardscape customers that are building walls and patios and all that kind of stuff. So it's good. It doesn't seem like we sold that much more. It was busy, don't get me wrong, but we didn't sell as 1,000 needles this week like we did last week. But thank goodness. We didn't have a guy come in there at 7:20 and go, hey, I need 200 bales of needles. We're like, All right. Well, we open at 8.
Back in the day, I sold a whole lot more needles.
Yeah. Are we open?
I sold 2-3 trailloads a week.
Yeah. We open at 8, but when we get there, we open. So it's not like we lock the door and make people line up. It's just like, let's go in and get this thing going. So a lot of landscapers come in there, 7:20, 7:30. They got to get going, man. Get their stuff, get out there. I used to do that. I mean, you don't want to come to a business and have to wait around. I mean, you got stuff to do. You want to get loaded and take off.
You want to do some of the work while it's still cool.
Yeah.
It starts heating up in the summer.
When you start talking, you stop at these places and talk. It's next thing you know, 2 hours is gone. But now is the time to aerate and seed. We are selling a lot more seed. That rain did help. I wish we'd have got more, but they say there may be some coming midweek this week, but we will see.
It's just cool that dry out.
Yeah, there was no humidity in the air like this morning. There's really not much humidity. Yeah, so nice. The air so clean.
It's so good. Roll the windows down great. On the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was driving home from work, and there were people with their hands out the window.
So back when you were doing a nursery, what did y'all do this time of year? What's going on with plants and stuff?
We planted plants 12 months a year.
Yeah.
I mean, now back in the day in the 80s, I guess, we did the first hardscapes.
Yeah.
And that was cool because we got to be a local franchise.
Yeah.
First time we ever
From Pavestone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
they were going to bring you a bunch of pallets.
They did. So I need something like golf salesman. She told them on the truck and bring it to me. Then a couple of years, a guy called me and said, well, if you want to say a franchise, you got to keep $55,000 in stock. I said, you've lost to every other mine.
That's what they want you to do.
That was a lot of money in the 80s.
When we used to sell clothes, that was the same way. They'd come beg us to put the clothes in there, and then we'd get in there and start selling them, and they start expanding, and they're like, oh, well, you got to buy like $20,000 worth of stuff. I'm like, well.
You might sell $20,000 in the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, we're a small store, so. It was fun to have that there, but I don't miss it, really, to be honest with you. I'm glad we kind of.
Like NDS, drains and all that.
Yep.
We had that one. We were it for 5 or 6 years. Did the guy call us? We're going to the Home Depot. See ya.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's gone 5, 6 years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I said, well, thank you for me selling them for you. People are asking you for them.
You're asking what else we sell. We sell a lot of rocks. I think it's just funny.
You did a lot of rock.
These rocks are from Tennessee, so there's so many rocks here in Rock Hill that I get them from Tennessee, bring them here and sell the Tennessee rocks. Isn't that funny? But they are pretty.
for about $300 a piece.
Yeah. And then we do have some New England rock, which is hard to find. We do have some. It's down in the lower part of my lot right now, but not many people can see it down there. So not moving it as quick, but I
move it top where everybody can see it.
Yeah, I need to make another bin. I don't have another bin on top there. So
you do have to place it bins.
Exactly. Well, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with a gardener's bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Ebert. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I guess you're just what I need.
Just what I need.
Okay, thank you, man. Really, it's my childhood.
Rocking out there.
I remember much of this stuff.
This weather is just what I needed.
She said the 80s, but I remember it from the 70s.
Yeah, so. Yours is the 70s. A little bit ahead of us.
Western North Carolina is a little bit behind New York in places.
Yeah. Well, where you are, definitely. Up there in the mountains.
Yeah, we get it late.
Yeah, that's good, eh?
Woodstock hit there and one Speedway hit down here. I came right as cold.
Yeah. Well, now's a perfect weekend. This weekend, next weekend, weekend after, take you a little ride up in the mountains. The leaves are just starting to change. And
I got a question. Y'all are smarter than I am. What's the Roval?
Roval 400? You talking about a race?
Yeah, what is
How do we get to the race from the mountains, leaves?
Roval means.
So the Roval 400, I heard this weekend. I'm not a giant race fan and whatever. But so road courses that they have where they go zigzagging all around are not banked. They're just flat.
Yeah.
So that Humpy Wheeler and them created the Roval uses the racetrack, but then it comes inside and the turns are banked. So that makes for a Roval 400.
That's pretty much it.
Is that a good explanation?
That's an excellent explanation.
from a golf guy.
Yeah. Who are you?
I don't know. I've been to a couple races.
Is that Dick Trickle over there?
It was useless information. I have a lot more in my head about stuff.
Humpy did something like that.
This was not a set-up question. I didn't tell Steve to ask me this so I could show how intelligent I am.
Ask me about the Roval.
This week. Yeah, I could figure out what a Roval was.
Yeah, well, that's what a Roval is. So it's turn a bank road time. Track.
And they go like down through the infield.
Yeah, it's all in the oval, the Roval.
Back in the 70s, they had a road course.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything called a Roval.
Yeah. Well, that's something different. So. But there is Speed Street and all that going on. I didn't look this year. Sometimes they have some pretty good bands up there and stuff. But
Well, they kept everything on TV saying how busy it was going to be. And well, look, I worked every event at Speedway for years. And nothing beats 600.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not, I don't know that anything's as busy as it used to be. We talk about high school football, how people used to pack in there, and there's just not as many people doing it. There's a lot of things going on.
It wasn't.
What do you think, Matt? Just a different.
I think there's so many things for people to do. I mean, I love the food truck Fridays and things like that, but there's a lot to do on Friday. And I think, of course,
Netflix.
The old COVID stuff.
Yeah. At the end of the week, you're tired. I mean,
it got a lot of people out of touch and they just want to hole up and stream their shows.
Yeah.
Binge.
Yeah. Binge.
Well, it's different when you have
Tulsa King.
When you have three channels and now you have 330,000 channels.
In 2010, when Tommy and I were going all because of Ben Matt. They were nowhere near the people that used to be there.
Yeah.
And it was...
Well, I think there's just more opportunity to do things. So.
The worst was where the kids would be there to get in your way and they wouldn't move. So was it,
once you sound like Teresa over here.
That was just threatened to throw over the fence they got.
Well, congratulations to Rock Hill, South Point, and Northwestern. All three won last night.
Rock Hill won, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Fort Mill.
Matt called that game.
Matt was there.
Yeah, and South Point, they went down to Camden, won pretty big. And Northwestern went over to Clover and won pretty big. So
yeah, I listened to the third quarter. That's all I had to listen to, the Northwestern game. It was boom, 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 boom. We were up by one score, and then boom, we were up by three or four.
I still got over last week when, I mean, it scored 49 points in the first half to this fourth inning in the second half.
56.
Yeah, 52, to be correct. That's right. Just staying corrected.
In the first half.
Yeah. But they, yeah.
I thought that last one was the second half, but it wasn't.
Well, they played a lot of their kids.
Well, they proved it.
Oh, they played everybody.
They proved the point.
They had a backup wide receiver playing quarterback, and they were playing around with a lot of things.
That's kind of good to be able to do that in live situations.
Absolutely. Give everybody an opportunity.
Craig Williams, they got a backup quarterback, but they played him on JV team on Thursday, so he couldn't play Friday night.
Yeah, he can't play with so many quarters.
Why do you do that as your backup?
Just to get him some reps down at the JV level.
Experience, man. JV is a little bit different than varsity.
I've been in Padway with the JV every week, but I forgot to play because it might be the end of Friday night.
That's true.
Yeah, the league puts in place those safety measures, and you can only play four quarters a week, and you could do two and two or something like that. So
that's for the kids thing. Same thing in baseball. You can't pitch with so many innings. And
that's just like the arm.
And golf now, you can play as many holes as you want.
I'm not even going to
have
comment.
I shouldn't have said that to Matt. He'll bring it up. Bring it up at the league now.
But y'all don't have a JV and ninth grade girls golf team.
No.
Yet.
You did it one time, didn't you?
Well, the boys, I had a JV boys before.
Well, you have 2 7th graders on your team, don't you?
Yeah, I have 2 7th graders, so they're two of the better ones. So.
Well, and our son played starting in 7th grade.
The girls were supposed to win the world, but they're still doing
We're still in line to do it. We finished our season 13-6, so we're
why it all six when you talk like they go undefeated. But
what's so funny in golf, the record means zero. So when you start the region and all that, that's when it all matters. Positioning yourself.
Here comes your music.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. All the girls outside,
said she loved me, yes, yes she does. Rocks, rocks, rocks.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
The weatherman's predicting a tough winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure you're ready for Old Man Winter. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll keep you warm all winter long. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day. Ask Matthew.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I've enjoyed the show today. It's fun. We're kind of upbeat and bubbly in here, and it's been a good time.
We kind of got off subject, but we stayed off
subject. Imagine that.
That's a good thing.
We just stayed off
subject. And try to get back.
If you're going to get on there, we'll get back. So, Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2 today. Come on out. We got people to load your seed and fertilizer and warm season grasses, you need to be doing your pre-emergence, and cool season, punch holes and put seed and fertilizer down and pray for some rain.
You need to just make it three and be done, man.
Yeah.
Get out to the farmer's market. It's
Yeah, farmer's market down at Fountain Park. Come on down there, open right now.
Ooh, tell them.
Terza's having chicken bog, hash sale. Turns a Presbyterian out on selling the ARP.
Beast has chicken burger runs.
Take a ride at Pet Village.
Right by Pet Village.
Everybody knows where Pet Village is.
10:30.
Yeah.
It's
starts at Don't Go Now.
Mids Fellowship. 10:30.
Yep. I enjoyed it.
We'll be right back. This is it. I was like, we will be right back. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.